move off a little bit from this. The topic of the series of the Shiurim is business on Shabbos. So until now, we were talking about hiring people or having your hiring people to work for you in all different forms. Whether it's you have a partner who's a non-Jew, how's he going to keep the business open? Whether you have your own business or your own construction or your own whatever going on, and the question is, how do you keep it going? Can you have non-Jews working for you? That was what we were here, right here.
I know you're right. My foot up.
Oh, okay. So now I want to talk about a little different knetch, which comes up, and see. Hopefully, we could cover most of the topic because I don't know when the next class of Shiur is going to be between now and so.
Do you have a responsibility if, let's say, you see someone working for a Jew on Shabbos to say something too?
Probably.
So in other words,
to whom?
If I
to
know
whom? To that guy or to the owner?
The guy, of course not. The guy is—he's not going to listen to. He's going to tell you,
right?
Go whatever.
I mean, if you see someone gardening,
if I saw Esther buy a house, and I see on Shabbos is people renovating the house,
and he doesn't know about it,
I don't know if he knows or not.
Because I had to tell him. Probably.
It's clear no Jews own it.
It's because I had to tell him because some place can hold that if the house was built on Shabbos, you're not allowed to walk in. So I think he probably won't want to know about it.
It's being renovated.
But I thought you're not allowed to tell somebody something unless you're sure they'll listen to you. In terms of
you're not sure that they're not going to.
But like in terms of any type of admonishment.
And also this is a chil Hashem. This is not a private thing that he could decide. He's, you know, this is something.
So it's built on Shabbos. You're saying you can't walk into.
Yeah.
Built by. And but going build Jews, if a guy builds a house for you, I'm saying you buy it.
You said
it's not so posh.
But you said they could on Shabbos. If let's say you tell them Sunday, whatever.
No, a contract to eat, but I'm not. That's on something which is that's not in public. Fine. I'm talking about where it's usher. Obviously, if it's mutter, it's mutter. We're saying where it's out of the tchum, out of the city. But in the city, where it's a chil Hashem, if someone's building a house on Shabbos, a lot of places can hold that it's usher to walk in the house for anybody. Even forget the owner. No one's allowed to go in. There's a lot of places can hold like that.
Wow.
But
that's tough.
It's pretty tough. You know? So
that's a problem with people investing too. Renting. You gotta make sure it's owned by a Jew that it wasn't.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you have to choishish that maybe a house is built on Shabbos, but if it's owned by a Jew and it's known that it's owned by a Jew, no, there's in a case that it's awesome. Okay? So that's all what we were discussing in the last couple of Shiur, last 3-4 classes. So I wanted to now talk a little bit about a shaila that people always ask. David Page, who has since moved, brought up the shaila because this was his business. He used to sell on Amazon, and he wanted to know about making sales on Shabbos. It means that he's doing Amazon sales, so his website is up or whatever it is, and people are making purchases, and you're making money from sale purchases that are being done on Shabbos. Is that a problem? So there's a couple issues that this revolves around. There's two issues in the Shaila, so we have to discuss each issue separately and then put them together and see what comes out. Okay, who said it's tolling shipping? Let's discuss the Shaila.
I'm saying nobody ships on the Shabbos.
Okay, so let's discuss all the stodim of the Isser. We'll see if that's an Eitzah. But the old version of the Shaila, which the place can talk about is vending machines. Can you have a vending machine selling cigarettes or candies or whatever it is in middle of Port Authority, in a public place? Can you have, you own a soda machine, a vending machine, whatever it is, and you're making those sales on Shabbos? Okay, that's the shaila that I want before we end this year and get to that shaila. So let's keep that in mind as like that's our destination, okay? So, but we have to be able to get there. So in order to get there, we have to discuss two shailas in halacha of Shabbos to be able to understand the shaila. One is that there's an isser of Chazal. There's an isser Chazal made, which is you're not allowed to do business, and you're not allowed to do any business transactions on Shabbos, buying or selling. It means regardless of muktzah or anything like that, you're not allowed to buy, purchase, acquire anything on Shabbos, business related, nor are you allowed to sell anything on Shabbos. So for example, let's say a guy will come to you and say, listen, I saw in the classifieds you're selling your couch. Listen, I'll pay for it. I'll pay for it. You know me, I'm good. I'll leave you a collateral, and I'll take the couch today. So there's no muktzah going on. There's an Erev. I can take the couch, put it in my house. There's no muktzah, nothing wrong, right? You didn't do any isser. Chazal said you're not allowed to do any business transactions on Shabbos for two reasons. One reason is because it's a gzeira that you may start writing. That's the whole isser. Because you may start to write down the cheshbonis, so that's why it's aser. I mean, okay, you think about it, it's like, you know, that's why it's aser. And the other reason is because you're not allowed to discuss chol in yane chol. You're not allowed to discuss weekday in yanim on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to discuss sale transactions or business. So that's the two reasons why it's awesome. But there's a separate isser Chazal made of doing business transactions on Shabbos.
In theory, if you gave the couch away for free, it wouldn't be a problem to take it on Shabbos?
No.
It might be other issues.
No, because included in that is the isser of matana, to give something as a gift.
Okay.
You could take it as a gift?
No, a gift is also awesome because it looks like selling. So it's like two steps removed already. Right? Selling is awesome because you may come to write, and gifting is because it looks like selling.
So what about somebody a bottle of wine on Shabbos?
Okay. So we're going to get there. So hold on. So there's a whole bunch of things that fall into this category, right, that come up. So Chazal say you're not allowed to sell on Shabbos. Now, or a gift.
But can you put something out before Shabbos?
Okay. Okay. So now let's discuss the following question. The question is like this. The Sackowitzes over here. Basically, we're about to. There's still enough time. I can still fill you in. So, no, very good. Yeah. So Shaila is, are you allowed, we want to know about vending machines, if you're allowed to own a vending machine, you're going to be making sales on Shabbos, or internet purchases, or all that. And the Shaila is, the first Shaila is, that Chazal say that there's an Isser to make sales on Shabbos. Regardless of muktzah or anything like that, you're not allowed to sell something. Okay? Now, the Chazal do say, though, that something which is Letzerich Shabbos, you're allowed to buy and sell on Shabbos. Something that you need on Shabbos, that you need for Shabbos, you are allowed to buy and sell on Shabbos. So, for example, let's say you know a guy that he sells wine in his house. Before Yom Tif or whatever, he makes a private wine sale. Now, you didn't get a chance to go to him before Yom Tif, so you go to him on Yom Tif, and you want to buy a bottle of wine. You need wine for Yom Tif. So you're allowed to do that on Yom Tif. There are some limitations. You're not allowed to use the language buying and selling. And you're not allowed to use the language of payment, and you're not allowed to pay on Yom Tif. So you have to say, can I have a bottle of wine, and I'll take care of it after Yom Tif. Or, you know, we'll work it out after Yom Tif. Or, can you give me a bottle of wine, I'll give you back something after Yom Tif. Okay, but you can't say, can you sell me a bottle of wine, and I'll pay you after Yom Tif. That's already talking about business. But since it's Tzerich Yom Tif, you're allowed to say, can I have a bottle of wine? And don't worry. And you can make a kinyan. Because since it's a Tzerich Yom Tif, you're allowed to buy and sell on Yom Tif. So you know where this comes up, actually. It comes up by sometimes, let's say you're, I remember we did this once. We were in Prague. It happens all the time. We were in Prague. My family went to Prague for Shabbos. And they had this place that has meals, you know, Shabbos meals. So you could go in there. Let's say you go into the guy on Shabbos. You didn't reserve. And you say, listen, can I have a meal? And I'll come back after after Shabbos, we'll take care of it after Shabbos. Can you do that? You're buying the meal on Shabbos, assuming you didn't make the reservation. Right? You go into a hotel, wherever, that you know, you're in a place, you have no meal, you go into the hotel, can I have the meal, can I come in, can I have a meal? You don't say, can I buy the meal, but can I have the meal and I'll take care of it, I'll come back after Shabbos, we'll work it out. Alright, so you're allowed to do that, because that's the Tzarech Yom Tov, so you're allowed to do that. So, alright, but beyond that, if it's not Letzarech Yom Tov, something like that would be awesome. Okay? Now, another... So, if you just...
Wouldn't it appear, if you're walking through the street with a bottle of wine, that you purchased a bottle of wine?
Okay, but, you know, we're trying to just make a gather, because it is Letzarech Shabbos. You're doing it Letzarech Shabbos. We just don't want people to get in the mindset of buying and selling and doing business. So as long as it's clear that it's a Tzarek Shabbos, it's Mutter.
So you can put up a sign
open on Shabbos? No, because Chazal do, it's a store, maybe a problem. That's why I gave the example of like a private guy or something like that. Going into a public store, according to most people, it is Mutter, but it's not as acceptable. It's not as advisable. Also, I guess they're running a Shabbos meal. So
they're running Shabbos going.
Yeah, so it's already a Shabbos atmosphere, I guess, you know? But
there was a guy in New York. He knew a lot of Jews in the area, so he told them they paid even before Shabbos or after Shabbos. They'd come, they came in, they got the paper, and that was it. They came back after Shabbos and paid them.
Oh yeah, okay. So it happens, you know.
People want their newspaper.
Right. So it happens,
just,
you know.
Come in the store, take the paper. He was fine with it.
The question also comes up: can you give in? Can you give in? Sometimes you'll buy a coupon before for the meal, and you'll present it. Also, so that also they say is mutter as long as it doesn't say on there the price, because then you shouldn't be having something that says the price on it, because then it's already like a receipt, it's like money. If you just say, you know, let this guy in, whatever it says there, that's okay. So, now what there's another question which Rabbi Akiva Eiger, you all heard of Rabbi Akiva Eiger? Yeah, so Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a shiloh like this. There's such a concept that you can make a kinyan that takes effect after you made the kinyan. So for example, you can make a kinyan now, make the mice a kinyan now, means I pick it up now, and I want it to take effect, I don't know if picking up is a good example, but whatever the mice a kinyan is, and it takes effect in 2 days from now. There's such a concept in halacha. So Kivega wants to know, can you make a mice a kinyan now that's going to take effect on Shabbos? A sale. In other words, I pay for it now, but it's going to take effect the kinyan after Shabbos. On Shabbos. What?
Yeah, like you bid on an eBay thing and it expires on Shabbos. Something like that. And the kinyan's on Shabbos.
Okay.
You've already made the kinyan.
But it's not. It doesn't take effect. You know, you could. If the thing gets burnt up, you're not liable. He has to give you back your money.
But it's not appearing to be because if you purchase it on Shabbos, you didn't get actually physical money.
That's true. But there's still an issa to do mecha chumemkar, to make business transactions. So you're acquiring it, right? You're acquiring it on Shabbos. So you know where Rabbi Akiva Eiger wanted to use this? Very good chap, a very good case. The shaila is like this. What's very common shaila is when you have Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. Okay? So Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. You want to sell your chametz on Erev Pesach. You want to eat your first meal and then sell any chametz that remains. We always sell the chametz. So you want to sell the chametz on Pesach, but you're making a business transaction on Shabbos. You can't do it. So what do? You sell it before Pesach. But you don't want to sell it before Pesach. Why not? Because you still have some rolls here. Right? So you don't want to sell it before Pesach. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, I have a great idea. Sell it, do everything before, and let it take effect on Shabbos. But 10 o'clock. So by 9 o'clock, you finish your meal, you put it kinyan on Shabbos. So can you go ahead and do such a transaction? Make the kinyan before Shabbos. Erev Pesach shechal yisum Shabbos. Make the kinyan with the goy before Shabbos. Let it be chal. Let it take effect on Shabbos. You'll put away all the extra stuff before this kinyan takes effect, and now you have great eitzah. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says it's awesome. You're not allowed to do that.
What do we do?
What?
What do we do today?
So what do we do today? What we do today is we sell it all Erev Pesach on Thursday and Friday before Shabbos, and whatever rolls or whatever you have for that particular meal on Shabbos, make sure you finish it. Whatever you don't have, flush down the toilet and whatever. You can't save it. Uh-huh. But the tekinin has to be finished before Shabbos. That's what we do today. Okay?
Do we burn chametz on Shabbos?
We don't. No, 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 no. You flush it down. Friday you do, yeah.
We do burn chametz.
Yeah, on Friday. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So...
What?
So when do you actually own it? When do you acquire it?
When it ends.
No, that's not true. You have to pay for it.
When you pay for it, that's when you own it.
When do you pay for it?
You have the right to purchase it, but you don't own it yet.
You own it after you pay for it.
Which is when? Motzei Shabbos. Okay, so that's okay. You won the auction. You won the bidding. Uh-huh. So now it's like this.
So then you can bid on it.
Right. I guess so. That's because you didn't take a bet. It didn't take a bet. You didn't put the bid on Shabbos and you didn't acquire it on Shabbos. So neither part was on Shabbos. Okay? So now...
You commit to buy is not a...
Committing to buy is nothing. Well, I'm not sure. If you're actually putting in a bid on Shabbos, that could be a problem. I don't know. Yeah, obviously. Right. Yeah, I'll turn his opinion. The other case is also, this is why you don't make a pinyon aben on Shabbos. Because a pinyon aben, you're buying back your child from the kohen. So the reason you don't make a pinyon aben on Shabbos is because it's also to make a kinyon on Shabbos. This is it. Alright, so there's an independent iser of making a kinyan on Shabbos. Alright, the iser of mekach hamemkar and making a kinyan. That's why we say that it's also aser to give gifts on Shabbos. Then the truth is where this comes up, again, just like we said, mekach hamemkar is mutter if it's letzarech Shabbos, if it's for Shabbos, if it's for the need of Shabbos. So hu adin, you can give a present if you're going to use it on Shabbos. So like you said, a perfect example, you go to eat by somebody and you're going to give them a candy dish or a bottle of wine, that's mutter because that's going to be used on Shabbos. Well, let's say you want to be a nice guy and you bring them a picture frame.
What's the candy dish that's holding?
The candy dish is holding the candy. That's Einik Shabbos. Yeah, but the Shaila is, what about you're having someone over, they want to be nice, to bring you some a picture frame on Shabbos. So that's Pashtas, that should be awesome. Okay, there's a question, who's the Isser on? The Isser's on the recipient or the Isser's on the giver? Who's not allowed to give the gift? Where's the Isser? See, buy Mekach u'Memkar, it's on both. You're not allowed to buy or sell. But what about gifts? Is the gift the Isser on the recipient to accept it, or on the Isser on the giver?
We say it's the whole concept.
For example, could you give a gift to a goy on Shabbos? Okay? So, what? No, I'm saying that would depend. Who is the Isser on? So I think it says here.
What if you give a gift to a boy on Shabbos? If you save your life.
Right.
Necessarily, a cleaning lady that comes over your house and she cleans on Shabbos. And there's some cookies there that you got, so if you want to give it to her. Why not? I don't know. If you're giving her, you're taking cookies. That was not a gift. I don't know.
So it says here that there's for sure an Isser on the giver. It's a shaila if there's an Isser on the recipient. So you can't give any gift. If someone brings it to you and he doesn't know the halacha, I guess you could like shrug your shoulders and whatever. It could be you're allowed to accept it. Now, no, I didn't say the Isser is making opinion. The Isser is transfership of ownership of something because it looks like Mecca Kolem. That's the point. Well, that's why. So let's say he gave it to you. Well, you don't want to be machshel him, right?
That's the image. It's the
It looks like there's a machlekes, but we're machmer even on the recipient. That's what it looks like. Yeah, but you're not allowed to give a... Okay, so now what comes up all the time is also like bar mitzvahs. So you're allowed to give a bar mitzvah gift on Shabbos. Like a lot of shuls, I don't know what happens here, but a lot of shuls, when the bar mitzvah bacher gives his speech, they present him with something. Right, so... Pirkei Avos or whatever it is. So, so like this, you're not allowed to give up a mitzvah gift on Shabbos. You're not allowed. It's nothing to, unless he's going to learn from it on Shabbos. Even then, but no, but. However, what you're allowed to do is what they say to do is that you should be makan, you should be mezaket to him before Shabbos. In other words, you should go to someone else as zachen la'adon shel b'fanav, that someone else should be koine it on his behalf. So he really owns it already before Shabbos, and you're just giving it to him. All right, or the opposite, you give it to him and you say you could use it and everything, but you don't you don't own it until Motzei Shabbos. But that kind of like, here we would like to present you with this wonderful gift. Just
use next week.
It's used next week. You know, it's not, you kind of lose the drama of the moment.
You say you cannot give it
to no, no. Only the tzarech Shabbos, like a bottle of wine or a candy dish or something like that. That's what I just was talking. That's what I'm saying. So what you have to do is you have to, I don't even know if using on Shabbos is enough. I didn't see that in any svarim. I don't know. But what you have to do is you have to be machnet to him. You have to be machnet to him before. All right. What? So maybe Shari does that. I'm sure the rabbi does that. Someone acquires it on behalf of the bar mitzvah boy before Shabbos. That's the halal. I mean, the chore, that's what you have to do. I don't know any other heter. Maybe there is another heter. I'm not aware of another heter for that.
I think he whispers something to us. Maybe he whispers something to us here at the
Shabbos. Right, could be. You never know. Now, another thing that comes up. Don't give anything, right?
Graduation
gift. Right. Yeah? So I don't know. I don't know what to tell you about that. But Pashtus giving any sort of gift is also on Shabbos. Giving a bottle of wine, bringing it for the meal. Now, even if it happens to be that you don't have to serve that bottle of wine, I mean, maybe it's polite, but you don't have to actually use that particular thing, because the guy brought it to you to be used for Shabbos. So that's already called that he gave it to you for Tzarech Shabbos. You end up using it, you don't end up using it, and it's not necessarily a problem. But it's considered a gift which could be used for Shabbos. It's a Shabbos, it has use on Shabbos for this meal. Now whether you ended up using it or not, it doesn't change that. The mafreya, you know? So another thing which is very interesting.
Give a person something, and then the person's like, "Wine? I don't drink wine." Is his intent good enough?
I think that's pretty much the good enough. Yeah.
So his intention.
Because this guy could have a guest, and he could serve it to the guest. It's something which has a tzarech for Shabbos.
But we're basing it on
his intent. Right. Also, anything which is for a mitzvah is also going to be mutter. So you know how the place can talk about you want to give someone your lulav. Let's say you have a lulav and you want to let someone use your lulav. But the first day of Yom Tif, the guy has to own the lulav, so you have to give it to him as a gift. So how are you allowed to give the gift of the lulav on Shabbos on Yom Tif? What? Oh, so it says because since it's Tzarech the mitzvah, it's like Tzarech Shabbos. That's also mutter. Okay. So that's the first thing category. Again, we want to get to whether you could keep your eBay or whatever, I don't know what it's called, Amazon business open, and a vending machine, that shy. So the first factor that you have to deal with is there a problem of making business on Shabbos? Now, even though you're not officially buying and selling, right, but you're acquiring the money and you're giving, you're transferring, you know, you own the candy, right, you own the soda that's in there, and when he puts in the coins, he's getting his soda, you're basically selling it to him, right? So it should be also. So what are you, like a shliach?
You're gonna own it once you pay the person.
So who's selling it? But you're selling it.
You're the vehicle.
I hear it. I don't know. Is that usually the case?
No.
I don't know. I'm not sure. That's a good shiloh. I don't know if the answer is. But, so this is what I want to know. Is there an isser of mekach u'memkar on Shabbos? So, what would you say? On the one hand, you're not actually doing anything. You're not involved. You know, this thing is all the way over there. You're in your house. You have no idea. I didn't get to that issa. You're already getting to the next part of the shir. This is the first part. There's an issa to do business, to buy and sell. Nothing to do with making money on Shabbos. So you're buying and selling. You're buying and selling. You're buying and selling on Shabbos. So the place can say that even we said that Rabbi Kivager, remember, Rabbi Kivager says that you're not even allowed to make the Maisa Kinyan before Shabbos, and it takes effect on Shabbos. It means even though you're not involved at all on Shabbos, the fact that your item is being bought and sold on Shabbos, that's awesome. So this should be the same thing. Oh, well, yes. So this is the place can say it's not, but would you have you know why you feel it's different?
You're not involved in the sale at all.
There's no Maisa Kinyan at all.
It's like a store.
No, but see, what Mike is saying, which I saw in the Sefer, he says the same thing. The Sefer Or HaShabbos, he says the same thing, that even though Rabbi Kiva Eger says that you can't make a Maisa Kinyan on Erev Shabbos that's going to take effect on Shabbos, that's because you're setting up the Kinyan in that way. You're making a Maisa Kinyan that's basically going to take effect on Shabbos. That means you're selling it on Shabbos. Who cares when you did the Maisa? Part of their sale is being done on Shabbos. But if you're completely non-involved, you're completely removed from the transaction.
Just because it's automated doesn't mean you're removed. It's still your transaction.
But it's you're getting credited for it. It's good for you. But there's no formal act of buying and selling.
What about the vending machines?
So that's what he's saying. So Rabbi Kivager, he's saying that this Sefer of Shabbos wants to say that even according to Rabbi Kivager, it would still be mutter to have a vending machine open. Because there's no act of Maisa, there's no selling, there's no buying and selling at all. That's like what you're saying. So the Poskim in Eretz Yisrael talk about Lifnei Iver. Is there a problem putting it in a place that everyone that's going to buy it is Jewish? The Haraya, they say, because all the signs are in Hebrew. If you would have a vending machine that the signs are in Arabic, so good, so you're selling to Arabs. But here you're making a sign, a vending machine, all the signs are in Hebrew. So who are you selling to? You're only selling it to Jews. So you can't do that on Shabbos. So Lifnei Iver. So there Shlomo Zalman discusses, and Shlomo Zalman says it's not a problem. What? So since they can get in plenty of other places and you're not trying to trip them up and all that, it's not Lifnei Iver, Shlomo Zalman says. But in America, he says for sure it's not awesome. I came in at what?
No, it still sounds to me there's still a problem that you mentioned originally was this usher.
So I told you there's two factors here. So this is one thing. So I looked up, and right before the shir, I was talking to our good friend Ross. So he told me, we were talking, and I said, actually, hold on a second, because I see something fishy here. And I was looking at a sefer after I had already prepared, and I saw that it's mutter. And this sefer, a different sefer I saw, brings down from the Minchas Yitzchak, who's dying Weiss. He was the Abbez in Yerushalayim. He wasn't so happy with it. He thought that maybe, according to Rabbi Kivager, it is the same thing as Rabbi Kivager. And you see from Rabbi Kivager the concept that as long as something is you're buying or selling it, it's usur, then this would be the same thing. But Lamaisa, I think most poiskim, from what I understand, the Rosh Shabbos and the Shmir Shabbos Kil Chosa from Rosh Shlomo Zalman, they all bring down that it's mutter, and it looks like the basic psak is that it's mutter.
To own the
vending machine? Yeah, as far as this part is concerned, it's not called buying and selling on Shabbos.
What's it called?
It's not called buying and selling. You're not involved in the sale. Yeah, you're not making the sale. You know, you're not the one that's making the.
Can you extrapolate from that to the internet?
Yes, I would think you could. Oh, so one second. Whoa, I said that? Whoa, Wait a second. Let me clarify the second part of the Nakuda. The thing that's getting all, Mr. Sackowitz all agitated is that we learned for the last couple of weeks that there's another Issa, which you're also bringing up, which is an Issa of Schar Shabbos. Right? That's what's bothering you guys, right? Schar Shabbos. That besides the Isser to sell and buy on Shabbos, there's another Isser that you're not allowed to make money on Shabbos. Remember I said there's two factors that we have to discuss before we can get a good sock on this shayla. So one is buying and selling, and then we're saying that Pashtos, it's not called Mekach u'Memkar on Shabbos, because you're not actively involved. The shayla is, what about the Isser of Schar Shabbos? Schar Shabbos means you're not allowed to make money on Shabbos. Now, let's just give a little background on Schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos is the classical case of Schar Shabbos is when you're hired to do something and you're being paid for what you're doing on Shabbos. Okay, so for example, let's say you have a babysitter. So the babysitter comes to your house for Shabbos and you have to pay her to come to your house for Shabbos. So she's being paid for whatever activity, service she's providing for you on Shabbos. That's a problem. You're not allowed to do that. Okay? You can't. There's all sorts of no, the babysitter. Okay? A mashgiach who's being paid explicitly for Shabbos is also, you're not allowed to make money on Shabbos. Not only that, even if it's not for a service, even if the money is coming in by itself, it's also awesome. That's what Magen Avraham says. Magen Avraham says if you have money which is gaining a daily interest rate, that's also, that money is also on Shabbos. The money, the interest which is accrued on Shabbos is considered Tzchar Shabbos because you made it on Shabbos. And therefore the Magen Avraham says you're not allowed to keep that money. Alright? So you see that even if it's not coming for a service, even if it's memela, it's still awesome. Okay? So this is an Isser called Tzchar Shabbos, and it's because it has shaykhis to business, so it looks like you're doing business. Okay?
So now, if you ever had to escape someone and this is monthly interest rate.
Monthly is not daily. No. It's different. I'll get to that. Okay. Now the Schar Shabbos is really a whole topic in and of itself. But just to basically cover the basics, there's a couple basic heterim for Schar Shabbos. One heter for Schar Shabbos is when you're doing it for a mitzvah. A lot of places can say it's mutter when you're doing it for a mitzvah. So for example, if you have a chazan, some people say that the minhag, the Mishnah Berurah says the minhag is to be makel for a chazan. You could pay the chazan even though you're paying him to do it on Shabbos, for Yom Tov, for a shana, or who into Bal Koyre. It's mitzvah. He's davening for those. He's being mitzvah the whole tzibur. What do you mean?
So sefer mitzvah, so chazan. What's the mitzvah? Davening is a sefer. He just davenes better. There's no mitzvah. It's a nicer thing.
He's doing a mitzvah. No. It means a tzibur.
It's a nice thing.
Why is it a mitzvah?
What mitzvah?
We're making it general.
But how's it a mitzvah?
It's a mitzvah. Tefillah is a mitzvah. You're paying a guy to daven for you.
He has a nice voice. There's no chazanim here, but it's a nice thing. But it goes on the classification as a mitzvah.
Yeah, I would think so.
I would. It's good for the shul.
The mitzvah is not that he has a nice voice. The mitzvah is about tefillah. The guy can have a lousy voice to be about tefillah. You pay him the same way, same thing.
Meaning it's a double ruchni, okay? So ruchni is the gazal.
That I hear. It's a ruchni. It's a ruchni. That pretty much gives you a lot of leeway. That's what
okay,
I'm saying.
Okay.
A lot of things in double ruchni.
I hear. Let's to pay a bal takeya, to pay a bal kore. All those things would fall under this category. What?
Pay a rabbi.
A Shabbos rov. That's only a Shabbos rov. It's not so common. Yeah, that could be also. So okay, that's one heter. The problem with that is, I was learning with a guy on Shabbos, and he's a chazan. And the problem is, it says over there that even though it's mutter, but eino yiroya simin brachos. You make that money's not going to get you too far. So he was getting all upset. This guy was fuming. He said, I just signed the contract at the shul on Friday. This is terrible. you know, whatever. So,
you can imagine also
that was last week. Yeah. So this. No, it's not. This is nothing to do with Mecca Humemker. Yeah, that's a good answer, right? Make a Schutzman, have him do every other. Now, this is one of the Aterim in Sekar Shabbos, but it's not so posh. But there's another very, very fundamental heter in Sekar Shabbos. And that heter is what we call Havla. Havla is literally means it's swallowed, like balua, it's swallowed. And that is that when the money that you're making on Shabbos is swallowed up together with money that you're making on weekday. So for example, if you, let's say you rent a car for Shabbos, let's say you have a Shabbos rental, so that's aser, because you're making money on Shabbos. Well, let's say you have a weekly rental. So if you have a weekly rental, so you don't have to take off 1/7 of the rent, because the schar that you're getting on Shabbos is muvla, is swallowed up together with the rest of the week. Yeah. So this is a concept of havla. All right.
So what if you have an internet business, but you're not looking at your daily revenues?
Oh, okay. So no. So look and listen to this. That they what?
When you rent a car.
Oh, wait a second, because I'll tell you why. Listen to this. Yeah. Well, listen to this. No, but what's very important to realize is the following. Okay. This thing is not so posh. It has to be. For example, let's say you rent a house for a month. So you don't say, well, there's four Shabbosim in the month and take off the rent for 4 days. No. It's a monthly rental, you're allowed to take all the rent. But that's only because it's taka, not a daily rental at all. If you would stop in the middle of the month, you would have to pay for the whole month, right? You rented it out for a month, you would have to pay for the whole month. So it's clearly not a daily rental at all. It's clearly a monthly rental, right? But what happens if, let's say you rent a car for a week, okay? If you stop in the middle of the week, so you pay for 4 days. You pay for whatever you use, right? So it depends. If you have a weekly rental and you're responsible for the week. Okay, so then the weekly rental is a weekly rental and the daily rental is a daily rental.
I rented for a week. I brought it back after 6 days. That's how I owe them more money.
You owe them for the whole week?
Yeah, no, more money than the week. So they have a weekly rate, they have a daily rate. That's how it works. Uh-huh. Enterprise. If you go to New York, you rent the car for 6 days, you pay more money than 7 days. Like, so I can bring the car back tomorrow. It's okay, so bring the car back tomorrow. 6 days is a daily rate.
You don't sign on a weekly rate? Okay,
you do.
So that's what I'm saying.
They even mock
right.
It like that.
I say, so if you take it for a weekly rate, so then it's not any specific money for Shabbos. But if you rent it out for 6 days, one of them is Shabbos, one of them is Sunday, each day is a schar b'fnei atzmoi. That's not called havla. Havla is when it's taka not miyuchad for Shabbos. It's a monthly rate. You understand what I'm saying? I never knew this till yesterday. No, I to me it's a chiddush, so I'm trying to be clear.
That somebody would take it for a week and leave Tuesday, Wednesday, it still would pay for the week. Someone
right, exactly,
week,
exactly. So a weekly rental has to be a weekly rental. If it's just 7 days, but each day is a daily rate, and whenever you stop, you pay for the days that you used, so that's called a daily rental, not a weekly rental. So that would be also for Shabbos. Alright? So Havla has to be that you're taka paying for both or neither. You know, either you pay for neither or both, but you can't. It can't be that you're paying for each one independently, just two things at once. You understand? Yes. Right. Oh, so 1 second. The thing is like this. So the truth is that a lot of these Shabbos things don't end up being such a problem, and I'll tell you why. Rav Moshe has a tshuva that this is what we discussed one time, about money that accrues in your bank account on Shabbos. And the Shabbos, why don't you, at the end of the month, why don't we all have to give back 4 Shabbosis, whatever it is, you know, a 25% of the 0.01% that you're making in the bank, right? Why don't you have to give back a quarter of what you made, or whatever? Oh, dang it. So, but a regular case, you don't have to. Why not? So Rav Moshe says, because how does the ribbis accrue? It accrues on it doesn't accrue from from Friday night to Shabbos night. It accrues from Friday 12:01 morning 12:01 a.m. till 11:59 p.m. Right. So that means that the day is a daily rate, but the day is not Shabbos. The day is part Shabbos, part Motzei Shabbos. So the ribbis that you got is bahavla of Motzei Shabbos. Yeah, okay. It means, and that's what it is. If you take out the money in the middle of the day, you're not going to get anything. Right? Because it's not an hourly, it's nothing to do with the day. It has to do with the entire daily period. Okay? So Ramosha says, therefore, it's always called Bahavla Shabbos before the Shabbos. So that's why a hotel is the same thing. If you take a hotel for Shabbos, you're paying from your check-in time on Friday afternoon till your check-in time, till if you leave Motzei Shabbos, you're paying for the whole day Sunday also, right? So it's, you're never, very rarely is there a case that you're actually paying for only Shabbos. Right? So now, so most of our cases are Bahavla of something else. Now this is another heter, by the way, for the Baal Kore and for the Baal Tefillah, is like this, is that they say, let's say the Baal Tefillah goes in and he'll daven slichas on the first night of slichas, Motzei Shabbos, and then he'll daven Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So you could pay him Bahavlah for the whole package, because what he did was partially on weekday, partially on Rosh Hashanah, right? But again, it's only going to work is if when he doesn't come, for, let's say he wouldn't come on Yom Kippur, you don't pay him at all, or you pay him. You can't pay it for each thing in the separate. You can't say, well, it's $50 for Motzei Shabbos, and it's a package. It means if he doesn't fulfill part of it, you don't pay him for anything, or you pay him for the whole thing, double or nothing, right? Okay. So now the problem is a lot of people say that a Baal Kore you could do it Bahavla with preparation. Because he prepares on the weekday. So even though he lanes on Shabbos, but that's what's only going to work is if you have to know what happens if he doesn't prepare. You still pay him? Well, you know, you have to work it out. Right, well, you have to work it out. Now, there's one other very important heter, and this is going to finalize, we'll get back to our destination now. There's one other very important heter, which I saw in a lot of Svarim, for Schar Shabbos. And that is, Schar Shabbos is generally only for a service. Like I said, a babysitter, a Baal Kore, something like that. Ribbis, which is coming in. Extra money. But if money that you're making on sales of merchandise, it's not called Schar Shabbos. That's called that he's paying for it. It's not called you making money. You don't have to give away your stuff for free. So if you're mechuyev to give away your stuff for free.
You're making a sale. You're making a deal.
You're making a sale, so you're allowed to make a price.
You don't have to make a sale. You're making money. What do you mean?
No one asks you to give away for free.
That's a typical sale. $10, it's up to $20. I don't understand. It's a big knage. You don't have to give away for free.
I don't have to give away my stuff, right?
So no one says you do.
The money that I'm making is not just money for coming out of nowhere. It's replacing this thing. It's replacing this item. Okay?
So every sale.
Of course that's every sale. So that could be his motive. What? That's what Rosh Hashanah said. It's not for a service. What? Oh, so the question is Mekach Umemkar. I'm just saying, where you're allowed to, where it's not going to be Mekach Umemkar, it's not going to be Schar Shabbos either. I'll give you an example, okay? So for example, let's say you have a babysitter, and she provides the diapers. Okay? She'll say, listen, you know, I'm providing the snacks and the diapers, so you have to pay me for that. Alright? Now, I don't know if she's making money or not, but, you know, so you gotta pay me $10 for the diaper. That's not Schar Shabbos. She's providing the diapers and snacks for the kids, so you have to pay her for that. Right? So therefore, by the way, you could do Havla on the babysitting with the money that you're paying her for the stuff. So let's say it's out of range, but the point is, let's say she's charging you $5 for the snacks and diapers, and then it's $15 an hour, so you could pay $35, and that's mutter, because the whole thing is Bahavla, because there's one package that you're allowed to give. You're allowed to give the whole package.
Said, work with retarded children, yeah, over Shabbos. Is it the same thing?
It depends. Are they working also on Motzei Shabbos and Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay, so then you're paying them for the whole thing.
They're coming before Shabbos.
And they're coming before Shabbos.
You can't come by candles.
So,
but how are we going to do it? I hear this part, but how are you going to do that with a regular sale? I have an item I sell on eBay for $20. It cost me $10. How are you doing the Havla?
I'm not doing Havla, but I'm saying is that since the money is not like coming out, it's not just revenue that's coming out of a service, or it's coming for free from interest.
There always is a cost.
It's
how does that negate?
Because it's replacing the item.
Different concept.
It's replacing. It's a different type of revenue. Revenue that you're making on interest or an investment or on a service that you're providing. You're making money out of not money. Here you're just replacing this for that. So that's not called Schar Shabbos. Yeah. Any shilas on Schar Shabbos? You know, any sfeikas or Moshe says.
You gave me money.
That thing doesn't have the same value.
What?
In other words, what if you buy an apple for 50 cents? You sell it on Shabbos for $1.
So that's what he's asking. I don't think that matters. Now,
you're not giving this for that because
it's increasing the value.
No, it's true, but
things on Shabbos is a different.
Yeah.
It's not about the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it comes out like this. I'll read you the lashon it says here. Isser schar Shabbos ne'amar rak b'schiras adam v'kelim. When you're renting out for a service, avol ein isser lekabel tashlum shel chfeitzim hanimkarim b'Shabbos. There's no isser to accept money for something that you've sold. Umutul lemakom arkham. You're allowed to sell it uleharviach b'hem, even if you're making money off the sale, because that's not called schar Shabbos. So according to this, now I saw the Shevet Halevi, Rav Vozner from Bnei Brak. He says that he doesn't hold with this, but this is what I see here from Shlomo Zalman. This looks like the basic psak.
Accept money on Shabbos?
No, I'm not saying you can accept the money, but if you make the money, it's not called Schar Shabbos. So what's the nafkamina? Or for example, a hotel. Let's say that you pay for the, that's what we mentioned earlier. Let's say you want to go in to a restaurant and say, listen, you know, I'll pay you. I'll give you after Shabbos something, whatever. They're making money by providing you food on Shabbos. That's okay because they're allowed to sell you food on Shabbos. That's mutter. That's not Schar Shabbos.
But you go on Amazon, you buy.
So what?
Buying food on Shabbos is not Schar Shabbos.
That's not called Schar Shabbos.
Because you need the food.
Because you need the food. So now we're saying like this. So now if you go back to the vending machine, there's two potential problems. There's two potential problems with the vending machine. One is that you're not allowed to do business transactions on Shabbos. That we said it's pashtus kubiyas mutter because you're not involved in the sale. The second problem is that you're going to go in and you're going to go and see all the money that you made on Shabbos. Now the first thing one someone will say, well, one second. So come in on Sunday and it'll be Bahavlah with all the sales on Sunday. But is that called Havlah?
No, when you see it, you can see it.
That's not Havlah. Exactly. That's not called Havlah because first of all, you can't block your eyes. And second of all, the way we're explaining Havlah has to be like a weekly rate. If you have 5 sales that you made on Shabbos mixed into the pot with 6 sales that you made on Sunday, it's not Havlah. Each sale is independent. Right? So therefore, it's not Havlah. But we're saying since the money is coming in as purchasing an item, it's not Schar Shabbos. So money that you make off purchases that you've sold is not Schar Shabbos, and that would be mutter. So therefore, your eBay business and your vending machine business would be mutter, according to what it says in this form, that there's no Schar Shabbos. According to the Poskim, the Shevet Halevi, that says that it would be aser, that that's called Schar Shabbos and it would be aser. But I think most Poskim would say that it's not going to be mutter, as of now.
Aside from a service, you're saying everything is not Schar Shabbos.
Aside from a service, or an investment. Let's say, you know, a property investment or something like that, money that you're making off interest or something like that, where it's not coming as a replacing this for that, that's taco is going to be awesome.
I know somebody, he has an internet business and he decides to close on Shabbos. He knows that's mutter. Is it look good? Is it notorious to close on Shabbos?
Yeah, it's definitely better. You don't run into any shilas.
Sorry, I just told
him about cat because he loses.
Okay, very good.
Because he would have had so much.
I'll do that. That's for sure good.
She's better. What's a real Schar Shabbos? It seems like we're taking most of these things out of the place.
No. A real Schar Shabbos is this case when you hire someone out for a service, a waiter, a guy who's a waiter on Shabbos, a mashkiach, all these things. You have to make sure that you don't do it as Schar Shabbos. You have to make sure you're mavliya it with weekday.
As a service, but I'm saying anything as a sale we can get around.
I don't think that's the most common case. If you're providing a service for someone, let's say you have a job, whatever it is. Yeah, but if you're going to send out a service on Shabbos and you're going to make money, that's a problem. You're going to send out a worker and you're going to make that money, that could be a problem.
Why can't we use the same theory?
No, because
why can't we say,
services,
I'm going to do it for free.
Services.
I gave,
services is not, you don't say.
I cleaned his house, he gave me
it's not the same thing.
Cost me money.
Services is not considered that you're replacing this for that. It's not a trade. It's a guy's paying you to do something for him. That's how you make money. That's how, that's, you're not selling yourself as a slave, right?
You kind of are. Somebody's trying to do work.
It's a different mechanics. It's a different mechanics. When a guy, it's a different thing. When you're selling something, you're replacing this for that.
To clean.
It's not replacing this for that. It's the pshat is, I want to make money, so I'm going to do something to make the money. It's not that it's a replacement this for that. Sam?
Two things. One, let's say, for example, I had a website, and there's advertisements.
Oh yeah?
I didn't hear what
he's
what?
Saying. He has a website. Listen to this, Mr. Sackler. He has. If a guy has a website, and he has people advertise on the websites, and anytime someone goes on the website and clicks on the ad, so he gets money for that. So is that a problem?
Because
why is that not special? That I already hear is the service.
It's real estate. It's just on the internet.
No, but it's no sale. You didn't sell him anything by making that.
Yes, you did.
No, they're selling. No,
you had to lose something.
I know, but why is he paying you every time you? So let him pay for that space. Why is he giving you money every time a click? Because there's a service you're providing for him. Is to
somebody else is clicking. You're providing him. You're providing him space.
That's right.
Somebody
better give me a service and a sale. We're talking about a guy that's Michal Shabbos. A guy that's Michal Shabbos can be on the internet. No, this is a good child. He's voting that it's a product. I don't know.
It is a product.
Eitan is voting that it's a product. I don't think it's a product. You didn't give him anything.
Services.
Cleaning is very different than selling you a billboard on your building.
That's more renting space. That's more of a rental.
Yeah, no. Who's paying you? Who's paying you?
Advertisers.
Why? Because why are they paying you per click? Because they're paying.
Sometimes it's not per click. Sometimes
he's saying in the case where it's per click.
Yeah, they do it different ways.
No, that's just Shiloh. Shiloh is the guy clicks on Shabbos and he's getting per click X amount. And that click happened on Shabbos. So he made that money on Shabbos.
I would say that is awesome. You can go back to the same for our sale that a click is worth money.
Yeah.
It's a
what?
Click
How's
per
it worth
sale.
Money?
Just like an item
it's
in the
worth
store.
Money on that website based on the traffic.
In other words,
traffic,
if you want to be on a site, there's a value to it.
The thing of a sale is you're losing something.
Yeah, exactly.
But you are losing something.
No. You're not losing something. You could just be making more money the same
way. No.
Just because I'm clicking on it doesn't mean someone else can click on it. It's me. You can click on that.
You're not ready to lose money on the impression. It costs money every time you're there.
You rented the space, but that was when you rented that. But now there's a per click. Every time the guy clicks, he gives you money. That click that's coming in on Shabbos is a service. Exactly. It's a service. Savada. I think it's Kashav. What else is it?
Listen, you're not involved in giving something over. It's not a time that you're giving. It's not your.
I mean, so far in this table, we're going 50-50. I think we have to ask someone.
It's a real product.
But, hold on, but you're selling it to who? For what? How am I selling you? So every time that guy clicks, I'm selling you something?
Yes, the sale is the click itself. The click has value.
Should be.
If a person is buying, it's a buying the store. Guy.
He's a middleman.
He wants the guy to click.
No, he owns the website.
That's a very big stretch.
A person wouldn't do it for free. It's an impression. It cost him money. It's not free. It costs money. You have
I understand, but the vart of I think you said it well. The vart of the heter of Mecca is because you're just trading. You're putting this in his riches and you're taking money you're replacing this for that. Here you're not saying that.
What if you have never ending problem?
You're replacing
something that you could download and replicate. You're not really giving anything. You're not losing anything, you're giving it.
Hold on one second.
You're buying that, you're selling that. And it's a clear cut.
You get paid on Shabbos.
Yeah, but you can pinpoint that click to Shabbos.
Yeah, but you get paid.
Well, it's not a blah, right? The song. That's the thing. Because you're not giving away, you're not losing. What makes a sale a sale? What makes that versus where's the dividing line?
It's very tricky between the sale and the service. That's where
you're at.
It's
very fun. What?
Maybe the advertising agency is providing your service. But if you own the website,
since it gets paid once a month, even though
you're selling, the guy's buying something from you, but you're not losing. You could sell a million, a hundred million copies.
Well, you have a song on iTunes Store?
You made a game for an iPhone. And you're selling it on iTunes
Where? It's online.
It's online. They want your game to go in the download.
Just when you pay
you $1.
Pay it.
So now, you can make as many copies of that as you want. Now,
I don't know what that is.
A Hebrew.
Yeah.
Like a what's the real, what's it come down to? So there has to be something.
It's called
service, let's just understand the service and an item in the store. An item in the store would say, what's the real difference? Because it costs the guy money, so it's an exchange, and I wouldn't give
I think it's a more...
Is that really what the problem
is? Yeah, you find this a lot of times, this concept, that the way the Torah looks at rental is not like, I'm not buying you, I'm paying, you're making money. The way you make money is by working for me, but it's just revenue. The point is, it's revenue that you made. How do you make money? What's your parnasa? Your parnasa is by working for me. That's how you make money. Or an investment, right? An investment. How do I make money? I sit here and I make money. A sale is not like that. A sale is, this is my thing. This is the price. The price, this is the price. So now the price for the retailer is higher than he paid for it. Okay, but this is the price.
That's what you're defining.
He's not giving you a
The song is a price, but this book is not a price.
No, it's
the space on his room.
So why is it not a one-time fee? Why is it per foot? What?
Because
you're giving him an opportunity each time he clicks to stay there.
Okay, so we're giving you what to think about. This is a Schar Shabbos. That Schar Shabbos and Mekach HaMemkor, between the two of them, every time you have one of these shilohs, you have to really address both issues. Is it Mekach HaMemkor and is it Schar Shabbos? Both issues come together.
Is it on your location or is it where your company's incorporated? Let's say you're incorporating near the equator, so Shabbos is really hardly any time.
Shabbos is no time in the equator? Forget it. It's always the same amount of hours.
No, I thought certain places where it's...
Up north, in the North Pole, in the winter.
What about the internet? What if somebody in Israel is trafficking your site?
No, it has to do with the owner, I assume.
Is it where the owner is or where he's right here?
No, it's where he is.
Let's say they're traveling.
So it's wherever you are. You're making the money on Shabbos. It's not, what's the difference if my count is here?
Well,
it's not Shabbos for me.
I don't think it's color. I don't think it's
that's what I mean. So in other words, like, let's say you're in an area where now it's Shabbos. Meanwhile, you're at your normal business. It wouldn't be Shabbos.
You're saying if you want to run a business in the... If you just move to the North Pole, you'll be okay. Because it's never Shabbos there in the winter. Okay. Not bad.
So it goes from where you are.
What?
Talk about the internet.
The ad space.
Yeah? I don't understand it, apparently.
It's just real estate online. That's where all these things are.
It's not like an ad agency.
Banners, clicks, all costs. Everything is cost. It's just real estate. If I have an office